Graduation season is here. Commencement ceremonies around the state mark the start of a new chapter for many of Wyoming's high school seniors. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank caught up with the class of 2014 to see how they feel about the big day and the future.
It's the last hurrah for graduating seniors at Casper's Kelly Walsh High School. The Casper Event Center is packed, and the graduates are in high spirits.
Pumped, really. Like, there's not even really words that I can really say.
I'm actually feeling really good about it. I'm glad that I'm out of high school.
Pretty good. I was a little nervous going up there. I didn't want to trip. You know, it was pretty embarrassing.
That was Zephaniah Cannell, Kelly Reynolds, and Carlos Salazar. They've got big plans.
I'm going to UW on a full ride.
2 years of CC, and I want to be a surgeon.
Taking fire science here for 2 years, getting my associate's degree. I want to become a firefighter.
Kathleen.
The three are among 330 Kelly Walsh graduates who will earn, on average, about $5,000 more each year than those who don't finish high school. And in Wyoming, that's an issue. 1 in 5 don't get their high school degree. There are some downsides to graduating. Cannell knows what he'll miss most.
My friends and just the time that I got to spend with them and leaving a lot of them, and that's going to be pretty sad, but hopefully I'll make some new friends and that'll be good.
For so many seniors, saying goodbye to familiar faces eclipses everything else happening on this day. But that's not the case at one ceremony, 100 miles east in Lusk. Jacob Williams has just delivered his valedictorian speech. I ask him what he knows about his fellow graduates.
I hadn't seen any of them in person that I can remember. It's possible I saw one at a field trip or something, but I wouldn't have recognized them.
That's because Williams is graduating from Wyoming Virtual Academy, an online school program of the Niobrara County School District. 19 of the school's 26 graduates came from all over Wyoming for the ceremony. While their school is non-traditional, for graduates, this day is just as special.
I'm so proud of myself. I can't believe I did this.
That's Evelyn Cantu. She's the first one in her family to graduate high school, and she'll be the first in college. She's ready, she says, because her schooling has taught her independence and time management.
It's a little different because you have to self-motivate yourself, and in college you just have to do the same thing. You have to push yourself harder to do what you want to do.
A 2012 report from UC Boulder's National Education Policy Center found that students in online schools like this one were further behind in reading and math scores than those in brick-and-mortar classrooms. But the model works for Donatelia Austin.
And it gives you this flexibility of doing so much more with your life. I was able to go to swimming for 4 years at Cheyenne South High and as well as take 2 other classes.
She's headed to the University of Wyoming to study art. Before online school, she was homeschooled. Her mother and former teacher, Kyle Cameron, says she's pleased with her daughter's educational path.
I made some good choices. They were some hard choices at times. Certainly, I got a lot of criticism, but wisdom is justified by our children, so I feel justified. Woo, you know.
Most students took a more traditional approach at Riverton High School. 160 more seniors are walking across the stage in a muggy gymnasium as friends and family fan themselves with programs. It's pretty standard, modest claps for each graduate, until they get to the C's and Tyler Campsey approaches the stage.
You ready, Jim?
Campsey has cerebral palsy and gets around school using a wheelchair. Graduation is a big deal, but so is something else he's doing. He's walking across the stage with the help of a walker.
Tyler Jacob Campsey.
Everyone in the room stands to cheer him on. Later, he tells me just how much that moment meant to him.
This is what I've been waiting for 4 years, and it culminated today with the graduation ceremony and seeing all my classmates walk, including me. It teared a lot of us up.
Seeing him walk meant a lot to Campsey's friends, but even more to his mom and dad, Chad and Christy.
Every Friday they would come up here and practice walking so he could walk for graduation. So
it was actually something that he had promised to do for my mom. She had passed away 10 years ago. Tyler had promised her before she died that he would walk for her.
This kind of grit is in character for Campsey. He was part of the swim team at Riverton. In the fall, he'll attend Central Wyoming College to study radio broadcasting.
So hopefully I can do well in that field.
For Campsey and for graduates around the state, graduation is quite a feat, but hopefully not a crowning achievement. So it's on to the next challenge. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.